about my saying that it includes senators. That met with Jordan's approval at the time, and I thought that would be the end of it.
Yeah.
And I also suggest them that they should not have an open hearing when they heard this fella case. I don't think they should have heard him in the first place.
They shouldn't have. They ought to close it down. They ought to close it now. And what they ought to do, they want to keep it in the newspapers, and they're going to make an issue out of it, so just keep on. And Jordan's not the man to handle it. He can't handle it. It's above him. You'll have to get yourself, and you'll have to get Hubert Humphrey, and you'll have to get Joe Clark, and get about four of you on there and say, now, this is low-down, dirty, cheap, politics, and if you've got any evidence anywhere, take it to the Department of Justice and they can prosecute. If anybody's violated any law, just go and present your evidence.
Yes, sir, that's
but there's not anything to be, no reason why a Senate committee, and you're reflecting on every member of the Senate when you want them investigated and show that you all you want is publicity because you want an open hearing, and then bring up your damn resolution. And Curtis wants to. Dick said the most outrageous thing he ever heard of. Of course, he's been playing with Curtis. He told me he had to vote against the tax bill because Curtis is going to help him on civil rights.
Yes.
But Curtis wants to let any senator subpoena anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So Curtis, of course, would want to call Walter Jenkins or Lady Bird or anybody else, and then I'd have to tell him hell no, and then he got an issue.
Yeah.
And no committee ought to be call anybody unless a majority votes to call him, because we got majority rule in this country. We haven't got a dictator where one man can just take charge.
That's right.
But Dick says that he'd help, and I think it'd be a good thing if you'd get in touch with him in the morning and pull him in, and might bring all the Democrats together at least, and let him work on John Williams. And Dick said, I said, what do you bring it up? How do you handle it? What's the modus operandi? He said, well, I would suggest that when we ask permission, that we not ask permission to have for the purpose of considering resolutions, and we just put it over till June. It runs out in June, and just don't let them bring up resolutions in the morning hour. Just ask for permission to insert in the record. Then he said, well, I don't know. I expect it'd be better just let them bring up the resolution, let us make two or three speeches on it, and then move motion to table it. And we table a damn thing. I said, well, you talk to Mike yourself, and he said he would. Now, he won't call you till you talk to him, because he's shy, but he was worked up and mad this afternoon, and I think he's grieved because Scott and Williams made Everett look a little bad.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you, my friend. Bye.